This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I like what Jimmy's trying to do with the music. Trying to amp it up for tonight, a little play in action. And again, no lie. I mean, I'll be sitting there watching tonight. Like tonight, I told Laura, got to be in front of the TV at 7:30. Don't care what we do from 6 till 7:30, but I got to be in front of the TV. This is a fun one. But I don't know. I mean, Gelb asked it. Like, are you jacked about tonight?
Yes. Just to watch more Heat basketball.
Like, well, yeah. But
oh, am I fully convinced they're going to win? No.
Solana?
I've never been more excited for a Miami Heat basketball game in my entire life.
What you get on this show? Honesty.
You know why I'm actually excited? Because I was talking to somebody earlier about this. They ask me, hey, what's going to happen today? My dentist, actually. And
how many times are you at the dentist?
And I was telling my dentist, Dr. Agarwal.
Is your dental expense bigger than your mortgage monthly?
Yeah. He's jobbing you.
I think
he's jobbing you. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. I think right now it probably is. Thank God for the... the tax refund, though, you know?
what's his name? Steve? Jeff?
No, I'm seeing a new specialist right now.
Yeah. Can I get you a new dentist, please?
I have a new one. A new dentist. But I was telling...
I don't understand what's going on.
I was telling my dentist. I was telling him that, hey, Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, we're given the reins of this organization. And... their first opportunity to prove that they can, even if it's in the short term, can be the leaders. All they have to do is beat the Chicago Bulls, who are below 500 in one game, and then go beat Trae Young and the Hawks, who are below 500 in one game, to be a playoff team, just to prove that, hey, they're two guys you can build around. If they can't do that, then what are we doing? Then what are we doing in Miami? You know what I mean? I'm excited to see how those two specifically are going to respond.
But Solana, we've seen them play. It's not like Jimmy left yesterday. We've watched this for 20-plus games.
I was feeling the same way when you said they were handed the reins of the organization. I mean, they kind of had the reins of the organization during the 10-game losing streak, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't know. The laughing gas was still kind of working, and it sounded good.
Who had the reins for the last 20 games?
Give us a little cat talk, Solana. It's 3 o'clock, a little bit after. Give us a little cat talk. Visit cattle.
Big suck.
Reading his searches again.
Settle down, Lockley.
That's a great joke.
I finished the White Lotus, by the way, Hawk. Just so you know.
Wild,
in case off the air you wanna spoil
right,
anything,
no,
I'm good.
Let's talk about it off the air then.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever you want, Lockley.
It's a great joke.
Cat Talk is sponsored by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment right now at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. We're ignoring the Panthers' last couple games, and we're focusing on the future. They get the Lightning in the first round, fourth time in the last 5 years that the Panthers and the Lightning will face each other in the playoffs. This is the Panthers' one true rivalry, right? The Tampa Bay Lightning.
Love it. Yep, yes. I love it.
And not because they're interstate rivals, but because this is the team that stood before them, and then here they are again in the playoffs.
Yeah, like, this is the team that kept costing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the interstate rivalry is cool.
Hockey, I do like
hockey in Florida, yep. And they're both yep. dominating.
Yeah. Yep. But like the Heat and Magic aren't a rivalry. As much as we want to make it a thing because it's the Sun Pass thing. Like
correct.
It's just
correct.
Not. Like they don't play each other in the right. playoffs. They've only done so one time in, I think, in the 90s. Like if we play the Magic in the first round this year, we wouldn't be like, oh, we're getting the Magic. It would just be like, oh, yeah, right. the Magic. That's your Cat Talk.
But I would put up, if we did face Orlando, I would put up University Drive in Davie over International Drive in Orlando any day of the week.
Hawk.
University Drive. First of all, there's a Las Patas.
But International Drive, it goes on for 12 miles.
And they have like thrill rides on International Drive. But still, I would go with University Drive in Davie. There's an arepa place.
Tennis Warehouse. What are you talking about?
There's a monogramming place if you want to get a hat.
I love my Davie now. I'm never leaving Davie in my life. But yeah, I think we outpunted our coverage with this one.
Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour. Eric Reed from FanDuel Sports Network Sun is going to join us. I'm watching Udonis Haslam on ESPN right now, talking about the play-in tonight. Eric Reed's going to join us this hour. Headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Right now on the ticker, can Jonathan Kuminga make an impact in this series versus the Houston Rockets?
So the Warriors are favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Over the Rockets in that series. I was saying at the beginning of the show, I believe the Warriors put the West on notice last night.
Yes. Jimmy went crazy.
Holy mackerel.
That was, I know we hate Jimmy and all, but that was
I said at the beginning of the show, yeah, enjoy it, Golden State, San Francisco fans, like, enjoy that, because in a couple years, you're going to be tired of being a play-in team because you're expecting him to do that every single time it becomes the postseason. All right, enjoy yourselves. Have fun.
And then he's going to get mad and screw you over at some point.
Yep. Yep.
What he does.
I think they know what they traded for, which is a two-year rental. Somebody who's going to do this now, maybe next year, and then that'll pretty much be the entirety of the Jimmy Butler experience. They'll trade him on an expiring. Like, this is the season they traded him for this year to try to salvage the last couple of years of Steph Curry.
Hey, man, are y'all getting tired of Draymond? He gets on my nerves watching him play basketball now.
Yeah, it's enough already with Draymond. It's enough already.
Just argues and argues and argues.
Ja Morant rolled his ankle yesterday bad, and he ended up coming back in the game, and he tried to gut it out, but it was a bad, bad turn when he fell on whoever it was that he fell on. I'm forgetting now.
I know I like that big old ogre they have. Goodness gracious.
Zach Eady.
What in the world is that? Who did he come from? Joker is huge.
That's a big fella.
Kal-El Ware would push
that
him
dude's
in.
That dude's game, listening man. To some Joe Cocker.
He would put Kal-El Ware in his back pocket.
like Mike Tyson has pigeons on the roof of his. Zach Eady would have Kal-El Ware on the roof of his building.
The Heat play the Bulls tonight, 7:30. That is the start time. Of course, all the action you can listen to right here on WQAM.
What does that mean? That's the start time. You go, Heat play the Bulls at 7:30. That's the start time. But I thought that was implied when you said they play the Bulls at 7:30.
That's the start time, Hawk. I don't know why you're laughing.
No, it is absolutely the start time.
Why you like word soup?
Right? He's got to have like an extra sentence or something.
Certain days.
They play at 7:30. They're calling it the start time.
The ball will be tossed. Jump ball. 7:30.
The Marlins, they host the Diamondbacks. That's their opponent. 3 games is the length of the series. And the first pitch will be tonight from Lone Depot Park, the location of the game. Happy birthday, Matt Mervis. Turns 27
yes.
today, as we covered.
Come on, man. Yeah. I've got Matt Mervis ding-dongs tonight for his birthday.
Are you mailing them to him?
No, I need him to get me some ding-dongs. I didn't get him ding-dongs.
I can't gamble here, Louisiana.
Oh, that's right. So where are you, in Baton Rouge?
Baton Rouge, yeah. We drove Baton Rouge? Drove to Lafayette. That's a little dirty town. Goodness gracious.
That's Lafayette.
I don't know. I got out of there before I could read it correctly. Nope, not for me. Bye-bye.
Max Meyer on the mound tonight.
Ah.
And for the Diamondbacks, Brandon Fatt.
Why say his name like that? Hmm.
It's, I don't know how else to say it. I think it's Brandon Fatt. P-F-A-A-D-T.
Fad.
I'm about to, Brandon, throw some fat meatballs to my boy Matt Mervis.
Ed. All right, guys, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. I have a lot of other things I wanted to get to during headlines. I just don't know if we have enough time.
Give us one.
Well, that's narrowing it down is kind of tough.
That's exactly what it is. When I say give us one, that means you narrow it down.
All right. Did any of you guys see the comments Rich Paul made on the Pat McAfee show regarding Chris Bosh?
I did.
I didn't get the sound because I don't know if technically we have it approved because it was on ESPN, but he basically he tried to praise Chris Bosh and called him an unbelievable professional, the ultimate professional, but his comment was that the Heat – weren't a big three, that Chris Bosh wasn't really a superstar. It was a big two with LeBron and with Wade and then Chris Bosh who took a
backseat.
And Bosh
was an ultimate professional is what he said. Right. He said that it wasn't a big three.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I said that the entire time they were together.
Yep. But the argument is, and you got to remember too, what a star Chris Bosh was when he came here. I think that gets forgotten because D. Wade and LeBron are such big stars. You have to remember what he was doing in Toronto. Like, this was an NBA star. But here's the thing that people are pointing out. It's nice in retrospect for Rich Paul to say that, but part of the role in the big three was his being the ultimate professional and taking a back seat to two other superstars. And by the way, very few NBA superstars would willingly sign up to be the third wheel. So yeah, I think it diminishes a little bit of what Chris Bosh brought to the Miami Heat.
And I do respect the hierarchy that had to be made, because the banana boat time when they were rubbing on each other, that was the trip where Wade had to tell LeBron, you're the one. That's after Dallas beat him, when little J.J. Barea choked out LeBron for two games in a row. And then Wade had to tell Bron, you're one, I'm two. Chris Bosh always said it's three. He just, what was the Bosh game? Like, when did Bosh take
over? Remember they had that long winning streak? He single-handedly kept that winning streak going. Wasn't that like a 27-game winning streak?
27-game winning streak, second longest winning streak in NBA history in a single season. The Warriors like to do.
Bosh rebound.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, Crowder,
the one rebound,
the one rebound
changed the fortunes of the big three. That rebound kicked it out to Ray Allen.
It changed the course of NBA history. It
changed the course of NBA history.
One rebound in a game.
That rebound was one of the most, if not the most, monumental rebound in Heat history.
And you're telling me if there was another 7-foot human being standing there, they wouldn't have got that rebound? He did a backflip.
Well, you could do that with Ray Allen, though. You could say, oh, if anybody was standing there, they'd have hit that three. By the way, Mario Chalmers says he would hit that three.
Please don't kick it to Mario. He was very, very good. Hall of Famer.
They signed LeBron and Chris Bosh and re-signed Dwayne Wade. They threw a party that everybody was pissed off about. And you know who was on that stage? Chris Bosh with Dwayne Wade and LeBron James. It wasn't LeBron and Wade and Chris Bosh was sitting on the side. The three of them were up there because they were all three superstars.
Correct. Here's what happens, though, after it's been done. There was no argument that they were all three NBA superstars and that it was a big three. No argument. Now that it's all done, because Chris Bosh had the least flashy four seasons out of Wade and LeBron, now people are going back and rewriting what happened. But again, I'm submitting to you that Chris Bosh did something that many NBA superstars who came up on that stage would not have done. And he did it in the interest of winning.
And we praise him for taking a back seat. That's not
yes,
usually done in
sports. 100%. Absolutely.
That's not Hawk.
That
what does he do great?
He's great. It is at, to do that.
He's great at taking a back seat. That sounds crazy.
No, but one of his biggest contributions to the Heat was allowing LeBron to be LeBron. And by the way, Dwayne Wade, the same thing. Allowing LeBron to be the one when it's Wade's franchise, one of his biggest contributions was saying, okay, I'll be the three. when I could have gone to any team in the league and been their 1A superstar. Yeah, that's a huge contribution.
Not very impressive to me.
You won two titles.
No. They were very good, but I think Rich Paul was saying that, like, Chris Bosh is not a superstar like that. And then, you know what else hurt him, to be honest? Then once they broke up, he got the blood clots, and he couldn't do it. We could never see him play basketball.
Sure.
Any other
Absolutely.
I think that hurt Chris Bosh as well.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why Rich Paul, like, why tear down Chris Bosh? Why poke holes in Chris Bosh and what he did when he doesn't have to? Like, there's no problem with the fact that LeBron James was part of a Big Three. In fact, LeBron James was the reason the Big Three won two titles, was the reason the Big Three got to four NBA Finals. Also the reason why they didn't three-peat, let's be 100% honest, because he couldn't back down J.J. Barrera, which Chris Bosh would have had no problems doing. I just think it's weird to rewrite this history, as you mentioned, Hawk, for Rich Paul to come out and start talking about, well, Chris Bosh wasn't really a superstar. He wasn't really part of the Big Three, when in fact he was. Like, what does Rich Paul gain from it, and what does LeBron gain from Rich Paul saying it, who's the person closest to him on this planet?
What does LeBron gain from calling out Brian Windhorst the other week? Like, I mean, that's...
And to this, to your question, honestly, Rich Paul is not saying this and backdooring LeBron. So I think this might be something that LeBron has spoken about in the...
Oh, I would say they've probably had that conversation amongst themselves many, many times over the course of the last few years.
Which is my point. Like, what is LeBron... Like, why does this message need to be out there for Chris Bosh? Like, how does it make any sense now, over a decade later? You know what? Chris Bosh, actually, he didn't do that much. Like, what? What are you doing? You guys won two NBA titles.
They did, and Norris Cole was on that team.
Stop.
We're not arguing about Norris
Come
Cole.
Come on, man. Come on.
I'm just saying, y'all know, Hawks kind of called me out on it. There's a certain superstar I like, a dude that gets me the ball, let me go. I can go drop 40 any night. When I watch Bosh as a Miami Heat player, and if he had to take the back
right,
seat.
Right, but go watch what he did in Toronto.
But they weren't winning anything.
No, I got you. I'm not arguing that.
They were in the playoffs.
That's fine, but they weren't going to win a title with Bosh being gone. Like, I mean,
and what did LeBron win in Cleveland before he came to Miami? He wasn't winning anything.
But now he has.
Most explosive player in the history of time.
I mean, he won a title with absolutely no one. LeBron.
LeBron won a title with absolutely nobody?
In Cleveland?
Oh, I'm sorry. Kyrie Irving?
Kyrie?
And Kevin Love is nobody?
Don't bring up Kevin Love. Kyrie can play, though.
Kevin Love's a Hall of Famer. What are you guys doing here? Kevin Love.
Hall of Famer?
Kevin Love and Mark Gasol.
You guys are going to say
going in together?
Kevin Love, the double-double machine in Minnesota, who they traded Andrew Wiggins for, the first overall pick, who was as hyped as anybody at that time. Now,
he's a Hall of Famer? I mean, correct? I don't know. You know it better than I do, but...
Kevin Love in Minnesota was putting up 20 and 20 like we've never seen before in the NBA.
I don't even remember him being in Minnesota. That's how much effect it had on me.
Okay.
If
you're putting Kevin Love and Marc Gasol in the same category, and I'll go to bat for Marc Gasol, don't get me wrong, but Kevin Love was a superstar in the NBA. A superstar.
All right.
LeBron won a title with nobody?
I mean, come on.
Hawk,
you're calling that Cleveland team he won the title with was the least talented team that he's won a title with.
Okay, but he had Chris Bosh.
He didn't have an Anthony Davis. He didn't have a Dwayne Wade.
He had a Kyrie Irving, though.
Okay.
Kyrie's one of the most...
How'd that work out for Luka?
Oh, I don't know. They were in the finals last year, man.
Right, and they didn't win.
Okay, but they still went to the NBA Finals.
Well, so what was the difference? LeBron carried everybody on his back.
I think LeBron is the best player in the history of the game. I'm not arguing against LeBron.
Kevin Love championship year, playoffs and regular season was 16-9-2.
Okay.
That's
because he played, he did the same thing Chris Bosh had to do. He had to take a back seat. He came to Cleveland and was no longer the go-to player.
I can't have this conversation.
I don't give people credit for taking back seats. I think that's my hang up.
Well, Dwayne Wade took a back seat to LeBron in order to win a title.
And now are we in a suburban? There's three rows. Now we're going to go to the deep back. Chris Bosh is in the flatbed of the truck, and I'm giving him credit for getting in the flatbed?
Somebody texts in. Oh, where'd it go? You guys not giving Jimmy Butler his props for what he's done for the Heat is petty. You all don't speak for Heat Nation. That's how you all feel. Most of Heat Nation have positive thoughts for Jimmy Butler, what he did in those magical playoffs. Yeah, who the hell said it was anybody's opinion other than our own? And by the way, that's none of our opinions. that's the funny thing. A, we do not speak for Heat Nation. B, we could not have given Jimmy Butler more flowers for what he did for the Heat since he started to dog it in the corner up until the time he got traded.
We didn't even bring up Jimmy Butler this segment.
We actually said he balled last night, which he did. He went crazy.
All right. Still Eric Reed is going to join us in the next segment. We will talk some Miami Heat with him. Don't bring up the Chris Bosh stuff, Crowder. Can we keep it focused on what's going on now?
I mean, we're not having Eric Reed on
to relitigate 10 years ago.
Out the middle of nowhere, Solana says, have you guys heard this Rich Paul comment?
That's my fault for telling him
he could bring up one extra topic. That was my fault. Literally derailed the show for 10 minutes.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Today unruly, tomorrow crack.
Hawk and Crowder.
Eric Reed probably doesn't come on with us enough, but I hate bothering him during heat season because I always feel like he's so busy. I always feel like Crotty's not doing much, you know, and I feel like E-Reed is always putting together stats and stuff, and it's like, it gets so busy. Eric Reed, longtime television play-by-play man for the Miami Heat. There is no FanDuel Sports Network Sun tonight. The game's on ESPN, and of course, you can hear it here on 560 WQAM. I imagine the first round, if the Heat are able to make it out of the play-in, the first round would then be on FanDuel Sports Network Sun, so you could watch E. Reed and John Crotty. Eric Reed's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Thank you for making some time for us, Eric.
Hawk, always have time for you and your afternoon program.
Well, we appreciate it. We love having you on the program. You know how much we love having you on the program. The Bulls have had the Heat's number all season, so why will tonight be different?
Well, we don't know if tonight will be different or not, but that's what we're all going to tune in to find out. Listen, Chicago, of the four teams in the play-in in the East, Hawk, I think the Bulls, you know, at least were the hottest team. They won 15 out of their last 20 games. And what's odd about that for them, you know, they you remember February 6th, right around the trade deadline, they traded away their best player in Zach LaVine. And they were so close to dealing others, including Nikola Vucevic, maybe even Kobe White. But they didn't make any other moves. And they've played their best basketball since trading away their leading scorer. But what it's opened up a few things for them. First of all, their style of play, Hawk, is tough to play against. They play at a very fast tempo. They're an attacking team. They force turnovers. They're one of the best rebounding teams in the league. And in two of the three games, Hawk, the Heat had a fourth quarter lead in all three. But in two of the three, you know, they got outscored in the fourth quarter by 16 in one and by 18 in the other. So it's competitive. It's close. But the Heat have to find a way to finish better. And the guys that, you know, obviously we're all concerned with, you know, their backcourt, Kobe White and Giddey have been incredible. You know, Giddey, you remember Josh Giddey, they acquired from Oklahoma City in the summer for Alex Caruso. And you know what's interesting about that? The trade worked for both teams. Caruso's a great fit with the best team in the league this year in OKC alongside Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. There's no way Giddey would have put those kind of numbers up with, you know, playing with SGA, because SGA's got the ball in his hands, rightfully so. But Giddy in Chicago has been flirting with a triple-double almost every single night. He's got two of his seven triple-doubles this year against Miami. In the three games against the Heat, he's 26 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, 58% shooting. So to me, that is item number one. Keep Giddy from getting to the basket. He's a great downhill player. And when Giddy and Kobe White get going well, they're a really tough team to deal with.
And Erie, you bring up the style of play. Solana's told us about the pace of play. The Chicago Bulls are like number two in the league. I think the Heat is mid-20s, 25, 26. How do you deal with that with the Heat? Do you try to slow them down or do you speed up with them?
Well, that's what Coach Spo was asked about yesterday before the team flew to Chicago. It's not like that. Listen, we know that's not the Heat style of play. The closer the score gets to 120 for the Bulls, the worse it's going to be for Miami. And guess what? The Bulls have averaged 122 a game against the Heat. So he doesn't want to go into a prevent offense. He wants the Heat to be aggressive offensively. Jenny, I think the biggest key for the Heat tonight in controlling tempo is – listen, you got to get back in transition. We know that. But how to improve your defense is by being efficient and staying away from turnovers and taking great shots on the offensive end. So that's something we should all watch for tonight. The Heat playing, you know, error-free basketball as close to as they can and playing efficiently on the offensive end so you don't get into turnovers and miss shots that lead in the Chicago runout. So how well the Heat can execute offensively is going to go a long way in determining how their defense holds up tonight.
And Eric, I believe that also plays into how well maybe Alec Burks, Davion Mitchell, Duncan Robinson, because we are expecting big games from Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo, of course. But I think some of the other guys as well, who are a major part of scoring those points, are a huge part in winning this game. Because, as you said, the Heat don't want to play prevent. But ultimately, we know what the Bulls are going to do, right? They're going to try to score around 120 points per game. The Heat are going to have to execute on the offensive end.
Well, I said, no, there's no doubt, Solana, that's true. Listen, Bam only averaged under seven rebounds a game. Matter of fact, he and Tyler Hero against the Bulls this year had the same rebounds per game average. That's not good. We need Bam and Khalil, I think, to both get double-figure rebounds tonight and to be factors on the defensive end, you know, on the glass. So, and in terms of who's going to guard Giddy, listen, you'll see the Heat in some zone, of course. I think Wiggins and Haywood Highsmith and Davion Mitchell and Tyler, they're going to all get their turns on Giddy. And listen, it's going to be fun to watch. It's, you know, the real charm of the play-in, I hate to say it, is in the 9-10 bracket or in the next game, whoever wins this game and goes to Atlanta, where it's win and move on and lose or go home. So it's as close as the NBA gets to the NCAA tournament, and let's call it April Madness tonight in Chicago for the Heat.
Yeah, I hope we end up on the right side of that. I've had a bit of a season-long love affair with Matas Buzelis for the Bulls. My son's a big Bulls fan. And it took Crowder a little while to see what I was seeing. You've seen him, E. Reed. Is Buzelis going to be something special?
He's got a chance to be. Let's see. He's 6'10", 210. So he's skinny as a rail, but man, is he talented. You know, he didn't go to college. He played with the G League Ignite last year. You talk about a great pick at number 11 in last June's draft. He'll probably be second team all rookie at the end of it all. You know, when we look back on this last June's draft, 5-10 years from now, maybe he's the most talented guy to come out of that draft. Who knows? He is a talented kid. He had the 10-for-10 game against Miami. In the three games, he made 20 of his 29 shots against the Heat. That's a bright young prospect they have on their team. So between the backcourt and Buzelis and Vucevic, you know, they're formidable. And as I look at it coming in, I thought they were the best of the four play-in teams in the East. We'll see if that holds up.
And talk about young guys. Khalil Ware, he's been, I guess, making some more noise later in the season. How do you see him impacting this game and also just his development throughout this year?
Crowder, it's one of my favorite things about this year. Like, if I were to list the best things about this season, you know, I think I'd start with Tyler Herro's ascension to being an all-star and an elite offensive player in the league. That's number one. But number two for me would be, you know, Ware's emergence and the Ware Adebayo front court partnership. I think that's something that's a problem solved, because for years Miami has been looking for, you know, the ideal complement to Bam up front. And we've been through a lot of guys, you know, Myers Leonard, Kelly Olynyk, P.J. Tucker, Caleb Martin, Haywood Highsmith, and on and on. But Ware gives the Heat size. He gives the Heat of many things that we did not have. That kind of size and just innate rebounding ability. He's a shot blocker. The Heat were the worst shot blocking team in the league this year. He helps with that. And I think his offense, he's just beginning to scratch the surface of the kind of player he has a chance to being, guys. I love his touch around the basket. You know, to me, he doesn't need the three-point shot. 15 feet and in is, I think, is great for him. But he's got a lot of offensive skill. And, you know, this year he had 15 double-doubles all since mid-January. I could see that going to 30 next year. He took 7 shots a game this year. He's going to get more as his career progresses. But he's been one of the bright spots. I think he's in a season that didn't have a whole lot of optimism. He brought a bunch of it.
Eric Reed, you hear him on FanDuel Sports Network, son. You guys will have round one, right? If they make it to round one, you guys get the first round?
Yes, sir. I'm already plotting on how and when I'm going to get to Atlanta, because when the Heat win tonight, there's no way I'm sitting down until we go to Cleveland. So I'm going to jump on a plane Friday morning, hopefully get to Atlanta, be there for that game, and then hopefully fly to Cleveland with the Heat on Saturday. And
what are you going to do?
I think we'll have every game of that series unless it goes 7 and ABC swoops in for that.
I got you. What are you going to do tonight? Because this is, like you said, you lose tonight, it's over. So, where will you watch? What will Eric Reed do? Because you live and die this team.
Yeah, I'm going to live and die right on my living room couch. Instead of Crotty, I'm going to have my wife, who has plenty to say as she watches
games.
That's
a good upgrade.
And we're just going to hope for the best and hope that there's, you know, that we still have work to do as a team and also as a broadcast team. And I'm looking forward to the game. Listen, very rarely do you get to this point, you know, where one game determines your season. And you know what jumped out at me, guys? Either you learn lessons in the NBA or they just get reinforced. And one of the things that got reinforced for me this year is in the course of 82 games, you get an unending amount of opportunities to straighten out your season, to get it on the right track. And here we are in the 83rd game of the damn season, and the Heat still have a chance to change the narrative by, listen, no 10th seed has ever made it through the play-in to the playoffs. So wouldn't that begin to change the narrative if the Heat could win the night in Chicago and then find a way to win in Atlanta Friday and win their way in and earn their way into the playoffs? And listen, you know, the Cavaliers were the second best team in the league. They were clearly the best team in the East, and Miami played them really well 2 out of 3 times. They beat them once, and they lost in a very competitive game at Cleveland later in the season. So I think the Heat could get into that series and make it a very interesting, compelling first-round series, and that would change the narrative of what's been overall a disappointing season of Heat basketball.
Hey, Reed, just think about it. With Hawk's question, do you gather more, learn more about the team, the approach being there than watching it on TV? Because I don't know if it's me looking at the sideline or seeing interactions, but it seems like I think I get the tone of the team better when I'm actually in the stadium.
Yeah, I like being in the building, Channing, because one, the conversations you get to have with people, you know, before, during, and after games, especially when, you know, on those few games where you're not working, you just sort of work the room. And there's always something. Sometimes it's scary because you know, you're watching when you're doing a game, you're watching the ball first and foremost. You get to watch the game a little differently when you're not calling it, and you could watch more off the ball stuff and body language from others that don't have the ball or the bench. But listen, it's going to be exciting, and you're always a little bit more objective when you're not trying to explain the game to the home viewer at home and can just watch it and observe it on your own.
Special meal, though, tonight? Eric? You bringing something in, a little rosebud? I mean, he's a Boca guy. Like, what are we doing for...
The wife is cooking up something for us tonight. We'll probably have a nice tall glass of Pinot Noir in honor of in honor and the memory of the great Dr. Jack Ramsey. The Pinot Noir will help, and then hopefully the heat will help us all and come up with a great road win tonight.
What's your favorite meal, though? What's she making tonight?
I don't know. We got some rice and beans cooking, probably a little fish. The wife loves bronzini. I can't eat salmon anywhere else but my own kitchen, man. I lucked out. I got a lottery pick for a wife.
You snack during the games? Because you're very healthy. You're always very fit. I know you work out a lot. Like, will you eat combos on the couch? Will you crack open a can of Pringles at any point?
I had a rough night. I had a little bellyache last night from eating some bad food, Hawk. So I'm going to be on my best behavior, and I'm not going to need any. I'm going to snack on that game tonight.
All right, well said.
Ronzi.
And listen, I'm not in as good a shape as I need to be, and that's for sure after a season of too many late night meals when you're working in the NBA, and there's so much darn food around. But we got the off season to get back in shape, so
hopefully that's a long ways away. The off season,
I hope so.
Hopefully we can talk to you during a long playoff run, but it starts tonight. And again, you can hear it here on 560 QAM, and you can see it on ESPN. And then if they do make it to round one, they'll have another game after this one. If they get past it, they do make it to round one. You can watch Eric Reed and John Crotty on FanDuel Sports Network. Son, we love you, E. Reed, and hopefully we talk to you several times during a long playoff run.
I hope so, Hawk. Listen, we're both Boca power. We're both blessed to have Boca Raton as our hometown and to have the heat in common. And looking forward to tonight, and I hope we do. Don't make plans yet for Sunday night, okay, Hawk?
All right, fair enough. Maybe we'll meet for a little frozen yogurt at Menchie's later on tonight in celebration.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
Eric Reed, FanDuel Sports Network, son. I love that. He wasn't giving away too much info on the dinner. I feel like he knows more than he let on. Cheetah Pompano.
I know he doesn't want to meet you for Froyo. That was clear.
100% true.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Too many steps.
Hawk and Crowder.